My name is Grayson Blyberg, and I am 13 years old. Today is April 12th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Cynthia Xia, who is my friend. We are recording this interview in Mr. Sutton's classroom. So, hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
So, I know you weren't originally from America, so where have you spent most of your life?
I've spent most of my life in China, basically doing school, because everyone else does school. It started when I was in kindergarten, and then my grandma would bring me chocolates from America, and it got me interested in what America was, what it was like, what it looked like, what it like actually felt like, how it like. So. And then I really wanted to go there, and then I finally got a chance to come here, and I really liked it here.
Cool. When did you, so what was your original idea of America in your head like? So,
originally I thought it might be like kind of the same, like with buildings and stuff. And lesser homework, which I really hope, and my favorite chocolate everywhere, like my favorite pieces of chocolate.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So when did your parents decide that you guys were going to come to America?
Well, it kind of started with my my mom. She wanted to go here, and she knows that she wants to go here and work, and then she knows that I really want to go, so she took me and my little sister, and we came here.
Cool. What was the immigration process to come to America like?
A very long line. You have to literally just like put your passport in it, and then it comes out with a ticket, and there was once that we had our names with like an X on it, so we had to go to the super long line, which took forever, and yeah.
So what other things happened while you were immigrating?
Well, we came to our new house, which was like really big, and it had like a garden and everything.
No, but like the immigration process, like what other things happened?
Well, after we got past the line, we had to get our stuff, our suitcases, and then we had to find our way out because there was so many doors in the airport when we couldn't find our way out. And after we found our way out, we just entered into a parking lot, and then someone there picked us up. It was my aunt who also lived in America for more than my mom did.
Cool. So how did you feel when you saw America for the first time, and how did that differ from your fantasies?
I mean, I saw the parking lot, and I was like, this is just what China, like, parking lot and sort of like. And then after I went outside, the air was really fresh and clear. It was not like where I was been. China was, it was really badly polluted.
Oh, there was a lot of pollution?
Yeah. And then sometimes I have to wear a mask to be like not breathe in the polluted air. But then when I stepped out, it was really cold. I was like, this is not what I imagined. I thought there would be sunlight everywhere, like just like spring or something. And then it was so cold, and I did not get used to the cold. I probably got a cold when I just like stepped out, probably got a cold, like really and it was freezing, and I was really cold.
Statue of Buddha.
Yeah, and then I was like, this is not a good start, you know, like I'm just like freezing when I stepped out. I thought, well, like sunlight's everywhere, I guess not. It's like, what, it felt like 0 degrees outside.
Oh, yeah.
And there were like a lot of snow. I was snow. I'm gonna build a snowman. Where I was at, there's barely enough snow to build like a snowball.
Really good.
Good old America.
Yep.
So, what do you miss about China?
Well, I kind of miss my friends in China. And
you mean my school life or my like?
I also kind of miss my family, which is like my grandparents, and some of my family, which stayed at China. And I missed,
let's start with school, actually.
just hanging out with my friends and some of the Chinese restaurants I really like. And eating tropical dragon fruits, which is really good in China.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming here to interview today. I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks.
No problem.